How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woo-hoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. To the south of France, to paradise, to Simon Constable, writing for The Wall Street Journal and other distinguished publications. The daffodils are already aging. The flowers and buds are everywhere. However, rain comes to the south of France. Simon, a very good day to you. I'm keen on the animal life, but first of all, I want to make sure the flowers are well watered. How are they doing? Good evening to you.
Good evening to you, John. Recently, they have been very well watered. It's rained and rained and rained, and then it stops, and then the sun comes out, and that's great. And if you stand out there in the sunlight, you only need one jumper at the moment, which is, what, that's a sweater in American speak. And that's lovely. But when the rain is coming down, it's like Noah's flood, and it really is quite amazing. It's quite a sight to be seen. But I'm very happy it's there.
The calves, the last time you reported that the fences are built to keep mom in, but the calves can go underneath and wander the roads. Have you seen them on the roads? Are you careful when you're driving?
I am very careful. I would say some other people who drive are perhaps not as careful and fast, but I've never seen a cow or a calf hit or a carcass on the side of the road of any farm animal. So that's good. And yes, they've been popping out onto the road. Mum stays in the field, or all the mums stay in the field, and the calves nip underneath the barbed wire and go nibbling on the verge. And it's really sweet, and they're really funny, and they just lollop along like teenagers, really. It's really quite sweet. And of course, you slow down when you see them because you don't want to hit them.
All right, that is the wildlife. Now for the flower life. Are you seeing bright colors outside, or is it still just green?
It is very green, and we're seeing the daffodils, bright yellow. We're also seeing some violets, which are coming up and absolutely beautiful. They're very small, and because I'm colorblind, they're kind of hard for me to see, but my wife can see them, and she points them out, and they are beautiful, so they're coming up too. And the irises should be flowering soon. I'm going to encourage them by saying flower or else.
Right.
Or maybe not.
All right.
We'll see.
We've done our best to explain to you this is paradise. And now we go to the prices for all of Europe, because there is a war and there are challenges for the farmers. The prices have been dipping for some time. We'll start with energy, the diesel prices, the gasoline, the Brent oil. Any change in the direction, Simon?
It's pretty stable, to be quite honest with you. So the current price nationally in France is €1.80 for a liter of diesel fuel, which is the predominant fuel in this area. I managed to get it, I think, 4 cents cheaper than that, which is very, very, very pleasing. It's not a lot of a discount, but that's very good. It's been stabilizing in this level, as has oil, and OPEC or OPEC Plus. That's OPEC Plus Russia. Have been doing their best to cut production to keep prices stable. So that's good. What isn't stable, though, is the grains market. So we've got wheat coming down basically since early December, and it's come down from $6.44 a bushel down to $5.36 now. And we see a very similar story with corn, and a very similar but rather steeper fall for soybeans, and they're all staple things that you can look across the world with, and they're all coming down. And I've got to believe that we either pass the point of where the farmers are not covering their costs, or we're very close to that. So I don't expect it to go down much further. But this is looking pretty catastrophic if you're a farmer who has put all their money into the new crop.
The farmers of the European Union are very unhappy. In demonstrations in Berlin, in Rome, in Paris, and in the northern territories, northern countries, All the demonstrations are about subsidies being withdrawn or not adequate and the price of food. That's why Simon's paying attention to the declining price of grains. This mixes up with the complaints by Poland that Ukraine has been dumping its grain on the European market at low costs that nobody can match. Now there's dispute about whether Russia should be permitted to sell grain on the European market. This will not be an easy story to solve for all of the governances. So we go to the United Kingdom, where they're not worried about grain, they're worried about taxes. Simon, you got out, but you look back over your shoulder at the United Kingdom. As I understand, the budget has now been presented, and what it contains is a mild reduction in the weekly checks, of people, the payroll tax is what we call it. But taxes have been raised everywhere else. What is the mood back home?
I think the mood is pretty gray at the moment in terms of personality, because there is an official recession, meaning no growth. It's just under zero for two quarters, so that's not good. You've got a cost of living crisis, which means everybody's feeling pinched. Even rich people are feeling pinched, but obviously the majority of the population aren't rich, and they're really feeling it at the moment. And then you've got the government looking everywhere else apart from that payroll tax to sort of gather that money back. So people with non-domiciled status were not paying taxes. That's being abolished and something new being introduced. Other things like second homeowners won't be able to have a very good deal with letting or renting out those properties for short-term lets, like holiday makers and everything. There's tobacco, vaping, et cetera, the usual things that people won't want to give up. That's what the government taxes. So that's not very good and not very heartening. And it comes just before when we expect an announcement for a general election. I think that will be coming soon, judging by everything I'm hearing on the radio.
Yes. Well, I joked with Simon earlier when we first came across these numbers for tax hikes that there will be one area of growth in the United Kingdom. That will be the seats that Labour possesses after the general election. The over-under number is 418. That's what Blair took in 97. Can they beat that? The Tories are doing their best to make it a contest. We come to another number. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average, the 30 biggest stocks so-called in America, are approaching 39,000. You write up for the journal, the old days, 10,000. When was that, Simon?
Well, it was 25 years ago in March 1999. It nipped over that edge, and it was a big deal. If you didn't work on Wall Street, it was a very big deal. That was something that attracted people, and it did a lot of good for the market because it had gotten so high, people were interested in it, and that broadened the market. Now, if you worked on Wall Street, the NASDAQ, which is the tech-heavy index, was far more interesting because it had a lot of other very innovative companies in it, and it went way, 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 way higher. And then, of course, after the dot-com bubble burst, it fell a lot more. But it was a very good time for investors, and it encouraged people to want to be in the market and to invest their money in U.S. stocks. And if you look at the sort of the big push up through that whole thing with sort of the anticipation of what this new technology, the internet and all the rest of it was going to do, it did happen. It just happened 20 years later than a lot of people had originally thought.
Yes, I think, to paraphrase, the future is already here. It's just not well organized. Simon Constable, I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
If you want something done right, you do it yourself. That's why you change your own oil. You wouldn't trust your engine to just anybody. So go with the full synthetic motor oil you can trust. Pennzoil Ultra Platinum offers engine protection for the lifetime of your vehicle. So do it right with Pennzoil Ultra Platinum. Stock up now at Walmart. Pennzoil. Long may we drive. Limited lubrication warranty for lifetime engine protection. Other conditions apply, including enrollment and receipt requirements. See Pennzoil.com/warranty for full details and terms.
Struggling to see up close? Make it visible with Viz. Viz is a once-daily prescription eye drop to treat blurry near vision for up to 10 hours. The most common side effects that may be experienced while using Viz include eye irritation, temporary dim or dark vision, headaches, and eye redness. Talk to an eye doctor to learn if Viz is right for you. Learn more at Viz.com.